Morning, everyone. Can you all hear me?
Yeah.
That's good. Right. I'm going to talk this morning about three gifts. And you might think, I know which gift we're going to talk about. Well, you're wrong. Because what gifts we are going to talk about? No. Right. Last week at our family service, we talked about Advent. And we talk about Advent in the sense of the arrival. And the arrival of two things. Well, I'm going to expand on that a little bit this morning. And I'm going to talk about the arrival of three things. It's not gold, frankincense, and myrrh. It's more in line with the Advent which we were talking about at last week's evening service. We all like the coming of gifts. We all like the anticipation, the excitement and the build-up to that coming of gifts. The three Advents which I'm going to talk about this morning are the greatest gifts. The greatest gifts to anticipate and to live. And although these in reality to us might be a little bit the other way round, in that two have already become reality in each of our lives and possibly can be claimed right now. And the third, I like to think of it as the anticipation part that we still have to anticipate for. Although our first two lose none of their importance in celebration and remembrance and being part of today. The first Advent is an amazing event. In Luke 2, verse 11, it says there, today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. What an amazing event. What an amazing gift. The Deliverer, the Christ, the Son of God. This is our way, our path, our hope. In Him we can find redemption, a remedy to sin, a key to eternal life. Recently on TV there's been a program regarding the greatest gifts that you can give at Christmas. And we've gone from children's gifts right through to adult gifts and all different kinds of gifts that you can give. And on the children's side, one of the top gifts, surprisingly enough, was an empty cardboard box. The children played with this for an exceptional amount of time compared to the other gifts which were available for them to play with. But this gift, this first arrival, is not an empty gift. It is a gift from God to each of us. It has amazing purpose. Amazing plan. Do you believe in Christ the King? that were delivered. A gift which we freely, each of us, can receive. The second advent is something a little bit different. Now, this, to me, is what we're living in. In Ephesians 1:9-10, it says, "He made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to put into effect the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ." This is the second advent at work. In Acts 1:8 it says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." To me, this is the second advent. This is another wonderful, amazing gift. This came after Christ had fulfilled his part. After Christ went to the cross for each one of us, and that path to our Father was opened. That curtain in the temple was torn in two. After these events, Christ was no longer on this earth. But this second gift, this second advent, this second arrival came for each of us. And that's in the Holy Spirit. And to me, this is the amazing second advent. And then thirdly, this is the anticipation advent. This, although we know it is to pass, we haven't any idea when this is going to happen. Scripture tells us of signs of the times. This is an important thing. It's something we need to be aware of. It's something we need to anticipate. Although we celebrate the first and the second advent, we must hold on to its purpose and hold on to Christ and the Holy Spirit as a firm and strong and true gift to each of us. Because Scripture tells us regarding the third advent, the third event, in Luke 17:34-35, it says these words, "I tell you, on that night, two people will be in one bed. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding grain together. One will be taken and the other left." This third advent speaks of Christ's return. Christ's return for his kingdom, for his people, for you and for me. So what can we see in these three gifts? We see in the first, we find new life. In the second, where we are now, we find a path, a guide, a leader, direction. And in the third, well, this is our forever after. Every good story ends in a forever after. And this, the third advent, is our forever after. When we will meet our Father, when we will meet our Christ, when we will meet our King, when we will know our Father God. I'm sure this morning, as we think of this Advent time, as we think of maybe these three gifts, I'm sure we will want and we will anticipate our ever after. Amen. Mm-hmm.